All right. We're taking a look at the power of touch. And, of course, we are including in the conversation, as we have been almost from the very beginning, some of the risks involved with touch. And so looking at the fact that these children can be so comforted, so soothed by touch when they're in distress, that the question becomes, and for some you might even say the debate becomes, all right, so what do we do? Particularly in counseling situations. What do you do? There are potential benefits of touching the person who's being counseled, but there are also potential perils of touching the person who's being counseled. And it doesn't have to be just a counseling situation. It can be just an everyday situation, everyday circumstances, just seeing someone and greeting them. Do you only say hello? Is it okay to put your hand on the person's shoulder as you greet each other? A simple handshake, okay? Is it all right to put your hand on the person's arm, gently squeeze the arm? I tell you what can make this so tricky. You don't always know what's in a person's heart. Now, I'm not saying what's on a person's mind, because it goes without saying that, you know, not knowing from one day to the next, what from one month to the next, what a person is thinking about in any given moment. Yeah, that goes without saying. We understand that. We can all have better days. We all have worse days. But what is in the heart of people? And sometimes we can assume that people basically have good hearts, and that they're types of individuals who would never just do something ugly to someone just because they can. And with a lot of people, that assumption may be correct. But there are quite a few people for whom that assumption would be wrong. With what little bit we know about that person or those people, we may assume that they would never do something to harm someone just because they want to be ugly. But there are a lot of people out there who will do harm just because of the darkness that is in their own hearts. And so, whereas someone else may walk up to them and put their hand on their arm and gently squeeze the arm as they greet each other, they could take that very well and be very pleased with that touch. And I don't mean sexually inside it either. I mean a positive response to that touch. They like the fact that this person is affirming them and affirming their value, affirming their relationship through that touch. Someone else could come up sometime later, maybe even the same day. And in the same way, engage that person's arm, not knowing that the person whose arm that they're touching is a person who resents them and despises them. And when that person who is resented and despised touches the arm, now all of a sudden it's offensive. It's not because of the touch itself. That's not the problem. The problem is the touch came from this person, from that person who is disliked. Whether that person has ever done anything to the one who dislikes them or not. And you all know, even with grown-ups, you don't necessarily have to have done anything to offend the person. They can convince themselves that you've done something offensive to them. And it doesn't matter how incorrect their thinking is. Their thinking and their conclusion are very real to them. And they respond to their thinking, they respond to their conclusion as though it is fact. And since that touch came, if that touch comes from someone that they have decided they do not like, the same touch can be taken in a very different way. So that's something that we've just got to be watchful for. I know some people might be saying, well, you're talking about a counseling situation and you're wondering if touch is okay. Why can't you just ask? And I think that that's a fair question. Why can't we just ask? Why don't we just say? Why don't the counselor, the psychologist, the psychiatrist just ask? Hey, you know what? Sometimes when I'm talking with someone, I'm working with someone, if I think that it's helpful to touch by putting my arm on the shoulder, putting my arm around the shoulder, just putting my hand briefly on their hand, I might do that. Are you comfortable with that? I think that that is a fair question to ask. But you know people. We know people. Even the question could be misinterpreted. The person asking the question have nothing inappropriate on their minds whatsoever. But because of something that may be going on with the one who is asked the question, they could still take it the wrong way and think that the person means something that they really don't mean. It's just, we're in a pretty bad situation here when it comes to touch. It is so necessary, and yet it can be so risky now. And again, and this is what I'm really getting to, not necessarily because the person doing the touching is necessarily doing anything wrong. A lot of it has to do with the attitude, the disposition of the person being touched. And like I said, they might be in a place where they don't mind being touched by this person and that person and these people, but they do not want to be touched by this individual. And not because that individual has ever done anything to even suggest that they would be inappropriate with their touch. There's something going on in the heart and the mind of the other one. And sometimes you don't know that until they react. Scientists recognize that touch has valuable therapeutic potential, and that some people might benefit from receiving a reassuring pat on the shoulder when they're feeling down. In fact, we seek to receive and give hugs to people we love precisely because the hugging triggers a neural pattern of comfort and affection. How many of you have enjoyed being hugged? You think back to when you were 8 or 9 years old. And for whatever reason, whether it's because you were the one who had fallen and skinned your elbow, or you're the one who fell off the bike, skinned your knee, you're the one who was feeling down because somebody was ugly towards you at school. For whatever reason, you were getting the comfort from your mother. And she would just hold you up against her body and just reassure you that you were going to be okay. And it was just seemingly so comforting when she did that. Or even this, how about husbands who have pretty decent relationships with your wives? And maybe while you're sitting down working on something, maybe you're reading a book, working on an assignment, whatever you're doing, maybe even just watching TV, and for no special reason, it's not Valentine's Day or anything like that, your wife just walks up to you. While you're sitting, she's standing, she holds you to her body, your head on her breast, her tummy's against you, and you're feeling so comforted. That is not psychological. That is neural. That has to do with the brain. That hugging triggers a neural pattern of comfort and affection. Back in a few.